This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakra Baden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's a senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra begins an uplifting and empowering message titled Exemption from Evil. Let's join in as he introduces his subject.
Hallelujah. Today, I want to share on the subject exemption from evil. Tell someone the exemption from evil. When you're exempted from evil, what it means is that evil can come to a place, but you will not be affected by the evil. Exemption from evil. Psalm 23 verse 5, David said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Sometimes a certain level of fear, irrational fear, it shows that God is not with you. It shows the absence of the presence of God. Because David said, when I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'm not afraid. He said, I'm not afraid not because the threat is not present. I'm not afraid not because my life can be attacked or something. He said, I'm not afraid because God is with me. And you know, when I think about it, it makes sense. Because imagine you're walking on a dark road by yourself. You'll feel uneasy that maybe somebody can attack you. But if you are walking on a dark road and there is a soldier with an AK-47 walking by you, I don't think you'll be worried. The reason is that there is somebody walking by you who is very powerful. So although the threat exists, although there may be whatever, the fear exists, you are not afraid because of who is with you. So personally, when I'm afraid of something, or when I start getting afraid of something, especially things that didn't used to scare me, but now I'm getting scared for no reason, it tells me that the anointing is lifting. What it means is that I am losing the presence of God. Hallelujah. Psalm 91 verse 1 is our key scripture today. It says, it's a psalm of protection. And it says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. You know, I used to ask myself, where is that secret place of the Most High? I think nobody knows it. Why? Because if you knew it, it will no longer be a secret. Next verse. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. The word pestilence, it means a disease that has affected so many people. So the Bible says that when there is a disease around, that seems to be affecting so many people, there is protection from the Lord. Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
Why? Let's continue. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. So here the Bible is likening God to a chicken or a bird that is protecting its children from external threats. So here we are told that God will cover us with his feathers, and under his wings we shall trust. This is not the wing of a chicken. This is the wing of an eagle, the most powerful bird in the sky. The eagle. Exodus 19:4, God said to Israel, you have seen how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. He protected them like an eagle from Pharaoh. From all the plagues, they were delivered, they were protected. So here we are talking about the wing of an eagle, not the wing of a chicken. Not that one. This is an eagle, the master in the air. Verse 5. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night. Push your neighbor, say, don't be afraid. A Christian is not somebody who's supposed to be running around scared. The word terror means fear. Do you know what I think this means? I think it's talking about nightmares. the terror by night. There are people who have serious nightmares when they sleep. Something will be chasing them. Something will be following them. A certain lady, she was believing God for a child. She said to me, anytime I conceived, a man in a red boxer shorts will come in my dreams in the night and come and sleep with me, and the following day, I will miscarry. She said to me, it happened 3 times. There are spirits that can come to you at night and attack you. But the Bible says that if you're a Christian, you should not be afraid by the terror by night. Why? Because there is divine protection. I don't fear demons. Next one, not the arrow that flieth by day. So right now is daytime. You know, sometimes even during daytime, things happen. There can be an accident. There can be fire. You can fall. An arrow is something that just wounds you, something that comes from somewhere and causes a problem. So even during the day, there are also threats. So whilst you're walking around, even crossing the road, moving around, being in the office, eating, whatever, there are threats all over. So there are arrows flying, dangerous things flying, even during the day. But the Bible says, even though there are dangerous things flying even during the day, you should not be afraid. Next verse, it says, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness. Verse 6. A pestilence is a disease that affects a lot of people. According to this scripture, nobody here should be afraid. Why? Because God is with you. Put your hands together for Jesus. And it says this pestilence is walking in darkness. It reminds me of demons. Demons, they walk. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, Luke 11:24, he walks through dry places, seeking rest and finding none. There are certain diseases that are caused by demons. There are diseases that are caused by natural causes. Some too are caused by evil spirits. So sometimes people fall sick in the night and people die because they are attacked by demons. I remember once we had a church member who was in coma at the hospital. And I went to visit her in the ward. And when I went in the ward, there were 3 in the ward, intensive care. The other 2 were not in coma. Only our church member was in coma. So I went with the husband. And the husband said, I want you to pray for my wife. I said, no problem. You see, it is in such critical moments that you realize that you really need a pastor. You don't need a pastor every day, but sometimes something happens. So we got there, and then we started praying. As we were praying, my eyes opened, and I saw an evil spirit standing by the bed. It was the spirit of death. The one that's talking about the pestilence that walks in darkness. So I rebuked the spirit. I said, never touch this woman. Then I finished my prayer. You know, the woman was a Catholic, and her parents were also there. They were also Catholics. They didn't believe in evil spirits. So they were very upset by my prayer, I remember. And the Lord told me, he said, you have a choice. Either you rebuke the spirit and the spirit leaves, or you don't say it and the woman dies. Then I said, well, then I'm going to say it. So I said it, and truly, after they were upset. So the following day, I went back to visit her to see how she was doing. When I got there, the 2 women who were alive, they were dead. The woman in coma had come out of coma and was alive. So when I got there, I said, where are the 2 women who used to be here? They said, they died in the night. Then I said, I think that spirit, out of frustration, said, then you're the 2 of you, let's go. So Paul said, there is a pestilence. And this one is an evil spirit. It is walking. That walks in darkness. Not the destruction that wasted at noonday. Maybe like something like accidents. Sometimes they can be the destruction of a bus, a car, some big accident, and you seem to be at the wrong place at the wrong time, and then the bus just somersaults, and before you realize, 50 people are dead. You will never die in a car crash.
Amen.
Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
Say, I will never die in a car crash. Accidents, they happen. There was a guy who had built this wonderful house, and he went to the balcony, and it was by the sea. And you know, whilst he was there, he stretched out his hands to show somebody something, and he just toppled over. It was an accident. He died. Sad story. Verse 7. 1,000 shall fall at thy side. 10,000 at thy right hand. But the Bible says, it doesn't matter whether people are dying in the thousands. You in particular, you will live.
Amen.
I say you in particular will live.
Amen.
Even the cockroaches are alive. You too will be alive.
Amen.
Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
Say even the cockroaches are alive. 10,000 at your right hand. It shall not come near you. Only with thy eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Sometimes in times like this, whether you are a Christian or not, it counts a great deal, because it may be the difference between death and life.
Thanks for joining us today. From Scripture, Kakwa revealed the various evils that lurk around. Don't miss the continuation of this exciting message as Kakwa delves deeper into the subject in tomorrow's broadcast.
You are here and you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. You want to give your life to Him. You know you are far from God, or you are a backslider, and you want to give your life to Jesus. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Wash me with your blood. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my heart. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says, healed of hepatitis B. I just received this yesterday and I was reading it. It says, dear Pastor, I ask you to pray for me to be healed from hepatitis B. You prayed for me and I'm happy to inform you that I went to the hospital for checkup. And after a series of tests, the doctor confirmed that there is no trace of hepatitis B virus in my body. I am totally healed. Put your hands together.
Grow in your Christian life with audio sermons from Kakwa Bedding on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kakwa Bedding AirPower. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kakwa Bedding. It's that simple. Kakwa Bedding AirPower app. On the go with a word.
It's Christmas again, and we've got the perfect gift for your friends, family, or that work colleague. This Christmas season, give your loved ones something valuable that will last a lifetime, uplift them, and get them ready to face the coming year with faith, hope, and joy. Grab this once-in-a-lifetime offer of any three books by Kakwa Bedding for a bundle deal of 150 CDs with free delivery anywhere within Ghana. International, get any three books for $30 with free delivery. Order now and have your gift delivered just in time for Christmas. Send us an email on info@kakwabedding.org or place order via WhatsApp on +233 55 790 10. That's +233 55 790 10. Or place a regular call to +233 207 575 215. Terms and conditions apply. It's still the most exciting time of the year. Don't slack. Put a smile on someone's face and be a blessing. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakwabedding.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 207 575 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you, even if it is a brief note.